So first I'll touch on the observations, observing the interactions. So pay attention to how the manager and the team members interact with you during the interviews. Is the manager, are they respectful? Are they collaborative? Do they seem tense? Do they seem distracted? Do they seem dismissive? Pay attention to those verbal and non-verbal cues that sometimes may appear. Watch gestures, and you just got to be really engaged and intentional about watching how another person interacts. And I know that sometimes this can be very difficult in the interview because you're so focused on asking good questions, giving good answers and responses. But really, if you do the preparation ahead of time, you don't have to be so concerned about, am I answering questions right?
Welcome to the Career Scoop Podcast. I am your host, Ebony Joyce. I help corporate professionals find and secure successful careers in record-breaking time using my proven framework. I'm on a mission to not only reduce burnout and overwhelm in the career search, but also in life. This is a school where you don't want to miss not one class, so be prepared to be schooled. Class is now in session.
Hello. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome to episode 27. We just keep right on going. If you are new to the podcast, my name is Ebony Joyce, and I am the head coach for the Career Clarity Accelerator, which is my one-on-one program for mid and senior level corporate professionals. And today, what I wanted to discuss very briefly is how to help you avoid bad managers in your job search. So if you are on my email list, which if you are not, you should very well do, you should join. This past week, I talked about being catfish. Like, I've been catfished before, and going through an interviewing process where I felt like I was sold something that was just not true. And part of that, I didn't go into all the details, but part of it was from the leadership, from the manager's aspects on them telling me like what kind of leader they were or not. And some of it was about the culture and the environment as well. So I thought about it and I said, I need to do a podcast about how to avoid bad managers when you're in a job search, because that trickles into your career, into the job, if you get the job. So we're going to just go over a few points today. I have about maybe five or six points of ways to help you avoid bad managers in your job search. Okay. So how do I avoid bad managers during the job searching and throughout does require a mixture of research, observations, and making sure that you just ask the right questions in the interviewing process, right? So here are some strategies to help you identify and to steer clear of potential bad managers before you accept the position, right? I think that is the key, is to avoid it before. Okay. So step number one, which I hope is obvious and I hope that you're doing, but if you're not, I want you to start doing so, is to research the company and its culture. So look for reviews on websites like Glassdoor, Indeed, LinkedIn. These can provide some insights on the company's culture. You can get insight on the person's management style, and you can also get information about patterns of employees' feedback, right? And some of these cases, what I also like to do is when I talk about reviews, is I'll send out an email or a private message or direct message to someone who was previously at the company who can provide me with some insight, maybe insight that a person who is currently there just would not be able to provide, or maybe that person who's currently there just would not feel comfortable with providing. So having conversations with past and current employees of the company is always a benefit. Number two is to observe and ask questions, good questions, let me specify, during the interviewing process. So first I'll touch on the observations, observing the interactions. So pay attention to how the manager and the team members interact with you during the interviews. Is the manager, are they respectful? Are they collaborative? Do they seem tense? Do they seem distracted? Do they seem dismissive? Pay attention to those verbal and non-verbal cues that sometimes may appear. Watch gestures, and you just got to be really engaged and intentional about watching how another person interacts. And I know that sometimes this can be very difficult in the interview because you're so focused on asking good questions, giving good answers and responses. But really, if you do the preparation ahead of time, you don't have to be so concerned about, am I answering questions right? Like, you go in with preparation, prepares you for a level of confidence and certainty in the interviewing process. But that's for another day. The other part of number two is about asking questions during the interviewing process. And so this is directly asking potential managers about their management style, their expectations, and you can frame this by expressing your desires to be a contributor to the team, etc., right? But you want to get an idea of what their management style is. Along with that, you want to make sure first, before you even start asking about management styles, you want to make sure that you understand the management style in which you best work with and you work for. If you are not sure of what management style you work best with and that you work for, then asking questions around management style won't be as helpful if you don't know what you like and what you dislike, right? It's just like going to a restaurant and not knowing if you eat, like, you're like, I don't eat that. Like, you don't even know what you like. So you can't tell someone what it is that you like because you've never experienced it before. But if you've experienced bad managers before, if you've experienced good managers before, then you know what works and what doesn't work for you. Okay. Now, of course, if you are a entry level professional, which most of the people listening to this podcast are not, but if you are, and this is going to be your first, maybe even your second job, then you look at internships that you had. Look at some of you volunteered community service. Look at some other aspects where you've been involved with someone who was in leadership and the way in which they led, right? So even if you are new, there are still ways to understand what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Sorry, I'm actually yawning and I don't know why. It's like I worked out and this is what happens after I work out. The third point that I want to make is to ask to meet with potential colleagues. Now, sometimes this is a given. You may have a three-step interviewing process. So what I mean is the first interview is with a recruiter, second is with hiring manager, the third one is with the team. Meeting with the team can give you a little more insight and perspective about the work environment and the management style. Now, while people may not directly say this is she is a bad boss, terrible boss, ask questions that will get you answers in what you're looking for And if they are avoiding something or they're being very general, that might be a red flag. So pay attention to how potential colleagues are answering questions when you ask about leadership style. Maybe you're asking about work-life balance. Maybe you're asking about autonomy and flexibility, how work is spread amongst the team. Maybe there are quite a few questions that you are asking. And by asking those questions, you're getting some insight, and that can help you decide, help you make a decision on, based on the information you've gathered, how this person would be if you were to be in that role in the future. Oh, sorry. Number four is around understanding your own needs. Again, this kind of goes back to a little bit about what I mentioned, but knowing what you're looking for in a manager and in management styles that you work best under is going to, this understanding is going to help you ask more targeted questions and to pick up on red flags during the interviewing process. Okay. Number five is look for signs of high turnover. High turnover in the department or under a specific manager can be a red flag. And while this information might be hard to come by, it's worth attempting to uncover throughout your research or your networking, right? So again, going back to my point a little bit where in the phone interview, you can ask the question of, why is this position open? Is it due to growth? Is it due to someone leaving the organization, or did they just leave and go to another department? Why is this particular position open? Again, going back to doing research on on Glassdoor, and looking to see what you can read about some of the interviews, management, so on and so forth. Some people do leave great reviews. Some of them you just got to take with a grain of salt. But then going back to LinkedIn, finding someone who would have been your counterpart or maybe your counterpart and being able to set up some time to speak with them. Again, being able to provide you with some insight about turnover, etc., right? Everyone's level of comfortability when it comes to sharing information is going to be different. And that's why is people who are no longer there may be more willing to share information than others. The other things you want to look for when we talk about being in the job and having bad bosses or bad leadership is poor communication skills. Bad managers often struggle with clear and effective communication. This can lead to misunderstandings, a lack of direction with their team, lack of efficiencies. So you want to make sure that when you're in the interviewing process, like most managers are not trained to interview. So you want to make sure that you really listen and pay attention to their communication skills. So that was number six. Number seven is the last one, and that is around their inability to, they lack empathy and support. A manager who is unable or unwilling to understand or support their employees' perspective and needs to create a hostile work environment, uncaring work environment will eventually start to impact the morale and the productivity of the people within the team, within the department. Again, this goes back to emotional intelligence that managers sometimes lack. I think that management is not something that, being in a leadership role is not something that everyone desires. And so sometimes people are put into leadership positions because, one, they've been with the company for a long time, or two, they just know their job well and they've just continued to have lateral moves. And now this is just where they are, but it's not something that they actually have desired. And they do lack empathy. They lack communication skills. They're good at the work. They're good with certain aspects of the job, but people people, being a people leader may not be the thing that they are good at. So when you're in this type of situation, you have to sometimes, in most situations in any way, you have to manage your manager. That's something that we will discuss in upcoming episodes, but you have to manage up. And so doing so, sometimes when you have managers who, again, don't necessarily want to be in a leadership role, or it just fell in their lap, air quote, right? And so you have to be more open, willing, and flexible to teach as they may be learning how to be a new manager. There may be a learning curve for them within the organization or within the role as well. But there are going to go back, listen to this episode again. And as you are going into your next interview, make sure you do the due diligence to understand, okay, there are red flags that I see here that are concerning enough for me, and having to make a decision whether or not to accept the offer or to decline an offer. And it's going to be important. And this is why it is very critical that you start your job search early enough that you're not leaving somewhere out of desperation, so that you can make the right career decision and the right career move. And when we start our career search, our job search later, like we should have left our previous company 3 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever it is, a month ago, doesn't really matter. Or like when we put ourselves in a situation where now it is do or die, we don't have any choices. We believe that we have to accept this job, even though there were red flags from the leadership or from the management, and we accept something going into it, right? You have to start your job search far enough in advance so that you don't have to make decisions out of desperation. Okay. So this week was a short episode, and I'm going to do a few more short episodes. Those seem to be the ones that you all like. So I'm trying to keep them under 20 minutes. But if you have questions about a podcast that you would like for us to do, or you'd like for me to do, please feel free to send me a message on LinkedIn. If you are not following me on LinkedIn, please do. A link to my LinkedIn profile will be in the show notes. Okay. I will talk to you on the next episode. Have a great week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Like what you heard so far and want to take this work deeper than the podcast and work with me privately one-on-one, then book a free sales call by clicking the link in the show notes below. Or you can visit www.nextlevelcareer.co/coaching. If you've enjoyed your listening experience, share this episode, then leave a rating and a review. Until next time.